If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and/or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Outdoor Classrooms podcast, where we dive into stories of transformation and success that inspire and empower our educators to be nature-based educators. I'm your host, Victoria, and today we have a truly special segment for you. In this episode, we're spotlighting Georgia Deering, a remarkable individual and our very first graduate of our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. Our program is designed to equip educators with the skills and knowledge to turn their outdoor spaces into thriving outdoor classrooms. All while this is happening, it's also in this evolution, our graduates are becoming advocates of nature-based education. We believe in nurturing educators and providing the tools and the support they need to help them reach more children while achieving their dreams. Georgia's journey is a shining example of what can be accomplished with dedication and the right guidance. From her initial challenges of feeling quote-unquote green and new to outdoor classrooms and teaching outdoors to now leading her school and the community into so many different outdoor classroom transformations. She has truly embraced the essence of our program. Since Georgia's graduation, we've had the privilege of guiding more educators through our program. It's been absolutely amazing. Each has embarked on their unique journey, culminating in a diverse and innovative capstone projects. You can learn more about each of their inspiring choices and projects on our new graduates page, and that's an ever-growing page. So keep coming back and visiting and seeing what our graduates are up to. We're excited to share Georgia's testimonial with you today, as it not only reflects her personal growth, but also the impact of the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program that it can have on anyone willing to take the leap of faith. So sit back, relax, and let Georgia's story inspire you. Let's listen to her journey and see how the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program has played a pivotal role in her success. Without further ado, Georgia Deering. Hello, Georgia Deering.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. I just wanted to kind of get your insight about your journey through the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program.
I will tell you, it was amazing, very exciting. When I first got into this whole journey teaching, I was doing something different at a different school. I was a secretary. And then this position to open up, of course, COVID, how we talked about, that's kind of feels like that was the big turning point for everyone. My principal had left and she went to this other school and she's like, oh, you're going to love it. You should come out here. We're looking for somebody to help us out. So I started in the enrichment program, which was supposed to be an outdoor education type program for 4, 5, and 6 year olds. And they kind of went outside, but not a lot. So as I did it for a couple of years, I'm like, okay, each year I'm learning more. I'm doing all this information, you know, on the web and coming up with topics. And then I came across your podcast. And then that is how we hooked up. You contacted me right away. I was amazed by that. And then we talked about a certification because my school wanted me to have some type of certification and they wanted me to go to through forest school. When I checked into all of that stuff, I mean, that's great. Forest school is great. There's so many different places out there. But going through your courses, I just love the whole process of it, about, you know, having the meeting and then you go through all your work and then you come back and talk about it. That's how I learned. So that was more informative instead of just going 1 week telling you this is what we need. It's almost like speed school, like this is what you need. And okay, here's your certification. Well, I felt like your program was more like this is exactly what I need to do. This is how I'm going to teach. And all the ideas and the whole community, it's like it was just phenomenal. So I was so happy that you started this program because it's exactly what I needed.
Ah, thank you. So you have been amazing. And you've only been with us probably a year and a half?
A year and a half. It was in January that year.
Mm-hmm. So I remember when you came on board, you were first became a Circle member. So that's our membership community. And can you tell us a little bit about that experience when you came on board being a Circle member and then really the year and a half just blossomed into now you're certified?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being in the Circle. So when you're like, oh, a Circle member, I'm like, okay, what's this? What are we doing? And you know, like roundtables and books and all that stuff. So I was a little nervous going into it, but I'm telling you, everybody was so welcoming. We have different journeys, but we're going towards the same journey. You know, we all want basically the same thing. So how are we going to get there? And just being able to, when somebody says, oh, you know, we went outside and we did seeds. And it's like, well, how did you get them? You know, just having those questions answered from somebody who's done it. Or it's like, okay, I did it. This didn't work. And then somebody else will say, oh, I tried this with mine because, you know, everybody has different age group children as well. So just having that information, it just felt like a bunch of best friends. I mean, when we meet, it's just amazing. And even if I'm tired, I'm like, oh gosh, okay, tonight I'm going to do this. I don't feel like that when I am in these Zooms or even taking the classes. It just like rejuvenates you. And you're like, yes, I can do that because you're feeling good. People are so positive and they're giving you ideas and it's hard to explain. It's just a great feeling of like-minded people.
Yeah, I agree. It's you do sort of at the end of the day, you're really tired. You think, oh, a Zoom call. But I think we have all of us members have talked about that feeling that we get and how we are recharged from everybody and everybody being all over the country, which is also makes it really interesting. So again, talking about just that community support, which you have spoken about, and so enhancing the community support that was in our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program plus the membership. Can you tell us a little bit about that and maybe even go into how you are now certified and going through that final course of the capstone course? You did a whole presentation. And we actually invited our community to join us in your final presentation. Can you tell us a little bit about what that felt like to you to be presenting in front of your fellow colleagues?
It was, you know, at first when we were talking about it, it was like, oh, I'm a little nervous. And not, I mean, I'm a person that just can talk and be out there. But when you're standing up doing it by yourself and then you see all these people, you know, in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm going to be nervous. But when we started, it's like seeing a bunch of your friends. I mean, everybody was so supportive, even being on Facebook and our private things there, you know, the different places that you can go on Facebook. Everybody just saying, oh, we're so excited. We can't wait to see you. I mean, just so much positivity and people that are really happy for you. And they were, and that's how it felt. And even when they were cheering, when we, you know, presented and asking questions and just, it's just having, oh, what did that one? Oh, it was one of our people that were talking. It was a woman. And she said, everybody needs a champion.
Oh, yes.
But that's kind of how it felt. Like everyone is rooting and wants the same thing for you. No one's standing in the back going, you know, everybody is on your side and cheering. And that, it just made me feel proud. And we talked about that too. I'm not one to pat myself on the back, but it's like, yeah, I did do a good job. I'm very excited. And it's been a short amount of time that I've accomplished this. And it's
that was amazing because I can remember you coming on and just being green, kind of really green and excited about learning and so on and so forth. And to think a year and a half later, where you are now and witnessing how you are taking your enrichment program, thinking about changing the name and how you've now established a greenhouse and all of this new developments and how even your capstone project and how that capstone project is going to really grow and develop your program and into something much bigger than it ever was before is incredible to witness. And it was just also exciting for me to witness just even our circle community coming and banding together to support our first cohort that went through the capstone course and completing the certificate program. So anything in terms of your future outlook, in terms of all this material and content and completing the certification program and being a member of our circle community, where that is catapulting you into your next endeavor?
Well, I'm excited for next year, just especially with the greenhouse and all this stuff. We'll have that prairie project going on too. So we're going to have all this. I'm just excited to be able to talk about the flowers and the plants. And 2 years ago, I couldn't have told you one flower from another. In fact, my family laughs because they're like, you didn't even want your husband to buy you flowers. Like I just wasn't in, you know, not that I love nature and seeing it, but it was like, oh, well, you know, and then the more you learn about and seeing it through the kids' eyes, that's where it is like so exciting to see it through there. So I'm loving the teaching with the children, but I also in my past have done trainings when I was in retail and I loved that too. And I think that was behind my capstone project that I don't think I even realized that, but because of it being like a book that you could, well, I mean, pretty much it's your book that I played off of. But with that boot camp and then coming together with all of this, I could see that I really want to do a training with my teachers at school. And I could see doing something like that, helping set up other classes or somewhere down there, somewhere teaching that way.
And that was the final pillar that we talked about in the capstone course was environmental stewardship and becoming an advocate. So that is incredible. Any other additions that you'd like to add before we sign off?
I just want to thank you so much. Seriously, you have been such a leader and a mentor to me. Like I couldn't have anything I ask. It's like, okay, I'll check, you know, when you write back. So people out there, you want to join this membership. I mean, you can't get that from a week-long course. You know, you really, even just listening to other podcasts, I'm sure just this one-on-one and how quickly you respond and how you can answer in this community, I don't think there's anything out there like this.
Oh,
and it's amazing. And that's what has made me want to continue with this journey. And I just absolutely thank you for all of it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for making it feel like such a wonderful family. And I do feel like it is our community that has created that incredible experience. So, and that's why I called it the circle, because I don't feel like it's one person over another person, that we all have something to contribute to this circle. So thank you for being a part of that circle and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. We hope George's story has inspired you as much as it has inspired us. If you're interested in learning more about how the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program can help you achieve your goals, visit www.outdoor-classrooms.com. And don't forget to check out our graduates page to explore the incredible capstone projects from our talented alumni. Remember, your outdoor teaching journey to success starts with a single step, and we're here to support you every step of the way. Until next time, keep dreaming big and pursuing your passions. Talk soon. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take the next step and dive deeper into our community, here's how you can get involved. First, you can join our one-hour workshops. These happen every month with fresh and exciting new topics each time. It's a great way to get a taste for what we offer. If you enjoy the workshops, you can become part of our Circle membership community. And this will give you access to not only all the new workshops that happen every month, but it will also give you access to our entire workshop library, which is growing. It will also give you access to our monthly roundtable discussions. And also, as a member, you receive exclusive discounts on all our programs. It's wonderful, wonderful family. The final step, if you would like to dig deeper into our community, is to join our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program is for those educators who are eager to dig even deeper into our programming, and it's the perfect next step. If you want to learn more about each of these programs, or you're not sure where you need to start, or any questions that you might have, schedule a one-on-one discovery call with me, Victoria Hackett. I will put all of that information in the show notes. You can also go to our website at www.outdoor-classrooms.com to learn more information. We can't wait to welcome you into our community. Until next time,